Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, some people have actually said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president.
Yeah, she said it. Never a dull moment in politics these days. Never a shortage of things to cover. We are fortunate enough this morning to get Brett Baer out of bed really early. Of course, chief political anchor for Fox News, executive editor and anchor of Special Report. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This was an early call for you, my man. I know you got a book out, but wow.
Yeah, you know, the coffee works.
It's true. I'm sure you guys probably covered this yesterday, but do you think Kamala Harris really believes she was the most qualified candidate to ever run for president?
You know, she started that sentence with "some people say,"
yeah.
And we have not found those people.
Well, maybe the people in her head.
Right? Maybe,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's interesting. Brett, you sit at the front seat of history every day, my friend, getting to cover this Mideast peace plan unfolding over the last couple of days. I know some parts of it are still up in the air with Hamas, but that must just be the thrill of a lifetime for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, I tell my staff it's like drinking from a fire hose. We try to get it all in to 1 hour. But on those big days, those historic days, it is really quite something to be able to chronicle what's going on. That was a massive day that people will remember for a long, long time. And that's, you know, all these hostages coming home and those reunion videos on TV. I think to your point, we have a lot to Arab countries are going to react and how they're going to react and how they're going to, you know, move forward.
Yeah. Well, and as we've seen already, Hamas appears to be balking on returning some of the bodies of the deceased. And, President Trump said if they don't give up their arms, we're going to go in and take them. So there we may not be out of the woods yet in terms of hostilities over there.
Yeah, and listen, you already see Hamas going after some of these groups inside Gaza that were trying to get them out, and the bloodletting is happening. So now there's a decision for IDF, Israel, whether to go back in or not, and that's where we are today.
Yeah, over 30 people massacred and shot. Turning back to the U.S. side of things, the shutdown now, you know, into its 16th day. How do you think this is going to end? Do you think one side's going to have to cave, or is there going to be some middle ground found, or exactly where do you see this thing going?
You know, I think that, you know, telling the story of this is a lot easier for Republicans than it is for Democrats. And, you know, they can say, listen, we want a clean continuing resolution that funds the government at Biden level funding until the end of the year. And then we, you know, argue and fight and work out the details of these subsidies for Obamacare. Democrats feel like they have an issue that they want to hold on to. So it's going to take somebody reaching across the aisle. So far, two Democrats have voted for the funding. They voted all the time that John Thune puts this on the floor every couple days. It could be the longest government shutdown that we've seen, though.
It's pretty amazing. Brett Baer, our guest this morning, of course, anchor of a special report with Brett Baer every night on Fox News. So you've got a new book out, To Rescue the American Spirit, Teddy Roosevelt and the Birth of a Superpower. Why that story right now?
You know, it's he is such a larger-than-life figure in history, and all the anecdotes about Teddy Roosevelt, they're chock full of just real detail. But this particular book focuses on the soda straw look as he's kind of coming to the grips of America with global leadership and how important America in the world is. And I think just after what we saw in Israel and after what the president's doing on a number of different fronts, it does fit. There are some similarities. There's some great stories in here. It's my sixth presidential biography, and I think it's one of my favorites.
He's one of my absolute favorites. You know, rough around the edges, right? I mean, the rough rider military part of his life. How did he successfully transition into really being a great global diplomat? You know, it had to be tough for him because he was a man many felt who didn't have a lot of patience, and it had to be a big change for him to take on that political role.
Yeah, definitely. And it basically starts with this brokering peace between Russia and Japan, and he arranges the two sides to hold this peace conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and he works behind the scenes to try to help them reach an agreement. And it sounds familiar, you know, these peace deals, but this is the first one that America is on the stage, and eventually his contribution wins him the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a good point.
Where kind of has this. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say your audio is breaking up a little bit there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. He kind of has this forward thinking that that's where America should be. And I think that, you know, he makes the transition in his life from rough rider in going up San Juan Hill to president, but he is an unlikely president because he takes over after the assassination of William McKinley.
Yeah, good point. What are the parallels here? You can never accuse Donald Trump of speaking softly, but he certainly carries a big stick.
Exactly. You know, there are parallels. He's, you know, listen, he had this command of the press. He loved talking to reporters. And he also had this larger-than-life persona. However, he's also a big family man, and you see that throughout his history in the White House, to the point where, you know, he's playing with kids midday, riding bicycles down the halls of the White House.
Why your fascination with the presidents and making this series of books, as you said, your sixth presidential biography in some ways? I mean, you really dive into these guys' lives. Why the fascination?
Because I think that if we look backwards, a lot of times it can teach us about not only where we are, but maybe where we're going. We have this cyclical thing, and we can learn a ton from history. That, plus I think that, you know, kids are not getting a lot of history today in schools.
No,
and if I can write it in a way that's interesting, that's page turning, that's like more of a story, but it's real, I think that helps, you know, tell us where we are.
Will you convert this over to Fox Nation as a story?
It's going to be an hour special. Yeah.
It's
we'll break it up on special report. We'll run pieces all next week, but by next week, it'll be on Fox Nation for an hour special.
Outstanding. Great. Well, it comes out, I think, the 21st. You can order it now, To Rescue the American Spirit, Teddy Roosevelt and the Birth of a Superpower. Brett Baer, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You bet. Have a good one.
Yep. Good
Appreciate
luck.
It.
Good luck with everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.